This is Akashvani, the news read by Prem Sharma. India and Chile today exchange agreements for cooperation in disaster management and cultural exchange. Both sides have also exchanged letter of intent on Antarctica cooperation. Prime Minister Narendra Modi today held talks with President of Chile, Gabriel Boric Font, in New Delhi, covering the full spectrum of India-Chile relations. In his press statement, Mr. Modi said, Chile is an important friend and partner for India in Latin America. Both sides have instructed their teams to begin discussions on a mutually beneficial comprehensive economic partnership agreement. The Prime Minister welcomed the agreement reached today on the letter of intent between the two sides to enhance cooperation in this important area. The President of Chile arrived in New Delhi today on a five-day visit to India. This is President Boric's first visit to India as President. President Draupadi Murmu has said that the Reserve Bank of India has played a key role in making India a global leader in digital payments by continuously modernizing the country's payment infrastructure and nurturing a vibrant fintech ecosystem. Speaking at the closing ceremony of the commemoration of RBI's 19th year in Mumbai today, the President highlighted that the central bank's remarkable journey over the past nine decades has been aligned with the vision and policies of the government. The WAF Amendment Bill 2025 will come up for consideration and passing in Lok Sabha tomorrow. Talking to media at the Parliament House today, Parliamentary Affairs Minister Kiran Rijiju, who also holds the charge of Minority Affairs Ministry, said it has been decided to have 8 hours of discussion on the bill in the House. He added that during the Business Advisory Committee meeting, it has been agreed that the time of the discussion may be increased after taking sense of the House. He added the government is ready to answer all the questions over the bill. Indian Home Minister Amit Shah has stated that the government is taking a giant stride towards building a nasal-free India. In a social media post, Mr. Shah said, the nation has achieved a new milestone by significantly reducing the number of districts most affected by left-wing extremism from 12 to 6. The Home Minister emphasized that the government is building a Sashakt, Surakshit and Samriddha Bharat with a firm approach to nationalism while ensuring pervasive development. External Affairs Minister Dr. S. J. Shankar has said that under Operation Brahma, an Indian Air Force C-130J aircraft departed for Mandalay from Delhi today morning, carrying 16 tons of essential humanitarian aid, rice and essential food items. Dr. J. Shankar informed that the Indian Army Field Hospital unit has been operationalized in Mandalay. Union Minister Aswini Vaishnaw today called for techno-legal approach to tackle crime as law alone cannot be sufficient in the new age. The minister said this while delivering the 21st D.P. Kohli Memorial Lecture in New Delhi on the occasion of the Central Bureau of Investigation's 62nd Foundation Day. Mr. Vaishnaw mentioned that rapid technological, economic and social growth have altered the context of conventional investigation. Indian origin astronaut Sunita Williams has expressed her eagerness to contribute to India's space program, hoping to share her experiences and support the country's growing space ambitions. She made these remarks during a press conference just days after returning to Earth from an extended mission abroad the International Space Station. TMC MPs today staged in walkout from Rajya Sabha for the issue of duplicate voter ID numbers. When the House met this morning, Chairman Jagdeep Dhankar rejected the adjournment notices moved by opposition members on different issues. Opposing it, TMC MP Dola Sen said her party has given notices several times for a discussion on the issue of duplicate voter ID numbers, but they have been denied. Later, TMC members staged a walkout from the upper house. In Arunachal Pradesh, the much-anticipated final round of the 20th Thadartang State-Level Football Tournament 2025 is set to commence today, bringing together the top 13 teams from across Arunachal Pradesh. After an intense zonal round, these teams have emerged victorious and will now battle for the prestigious championship title. That's all in the news bulletin. Namaskar.